This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm just apologizing to our friend Jason Longshore that's having to listen to y'all bicker back and forth because I want to talk to him about Emmanuel Latte Lot. Jason, what's up, man? Hopefully you're not doing Dry February. I hope you had a celebratory beer on Saturday night.
I did have one after that game on Saturday. That was a crazy back and forth game.
Well, Jason, I want to start with the atmosphere because we were watching the game Saturday night, we were the Atlanta Motor Speedway infield, and we huddled, you know, six or seven of us huddled around watching you and Mike on Apple TV and listening to you guys on the call. But the atmosphere, just from social media and everybody I know that was there, it looked incredible. I know Ronnie Dyla had something to say about that afterwards as well.
Yeah, he said it was like a rock concert. I mean, the reactions to all the big moments were just huge. And I think you see like what home field advantage can be for this team. And there's not another stadium in the league that is even close to the effect that Atlanta can have on their team on the field. There's not a lot of stadiums in the world that can have that effect. This was the third biggest attendance in the world on Saturday night. It's a big deal. And it's one of those things where, you know, if you're in the stands and you think about being involved, it's real. You know, these guys like get that boost. You feel it on the field at times. Maybe, you know, you get that extra energy to make that sprint. And the way this team plays, and we talked about it on Saturday before the game, they're going to be very intense defensively to win the ball back. That takes a lot of energy. That is something that will wane as the game goes on, as heavy legs affect. And those are the moments where the crowd can have the biggest impact late in the game when you're chasing it or when it was 2-2 like this one. You start to get those extra little bursts of energy that can turn a game.
Yeah, and I want to follow up, too, by asking about this because obviously you've got Miguel Almirón back in the fold. Emmanuel Latte Loth makes his, you know, club debut. How important is it for this franchise to kind of, you know, keep that energy going in the building? Because when you hear, you know, Garth Lagerwey come out and say, hey, we want to keep people long term, we want guys that want to be in Atlanta, it's incredibly important to make sure that it's a, you know, a destination franchise for those guys.
Yeah, it's the selling point. You know, I mean, if you're Emmanuel Latte Lot, and look, he was really close to going to the Premier League in August. There was a deal on the table from Ipswich Town, which would have put him in the biggest league in the world. Ipswich Town is not going to draw 65,000 people a game. You know, like that's something that Atlanta's not in the Premier League, but you get an atmosphere and a experience on the field and also a quality of life that, look, you're probably not going to find in many places in the world. The level as MLS continues to grow, that's the challenge for the league, is to get closer to the Premier League, which is the biggest and most lucrative league in the world. But when you start talking about teams at the bottom of the Premier League wanting the same player that you're going to get, what's going to sell them on coming here? That experience, that atmosphere, that kind of enjoyment of what. And Atlanta's got that right now. It's very important to keep that.
Jason, it was kind of cool because, and look, I mean, it's one game, so let's not overreact, but it felt very much like with Miggy and Lante on the field at the same time that that attacking style that we had talked about with you on Saturday was back.
100%. And look, we talked about Saba as well, and I thought Saba was outstanding in the first 45 minutes. He gets the assist on the corner, Lante Lott's first goal, but he was so good on the field. Alexei Maranchuk was so underrated, too, kind of playing quarterback a little bit behind those front three. You've got the building blocks of a really good attacking group with your 10 in Maranchuk, your wingers in Saba and Almiron, and your striker in Lante Lott. They had never played together on the field in a game before that one on Saturday. So is it perfect? No. It's going to take some more time to build those connections. But you started to see little things, players where you know their teammate wants to receive the ball. They want it on the run. Do they want it to their left foot? Do they want it to their right foot? Do they want it in space? That kind of thing that they're looking for that you know you get from playing with somebody over time. They're starting to build that. The supporting group was good as well, but that attacking four is going to really be the big thing that I think gets a lot of people excited about this team and also makes opponents have to defend differently and have to worry about them. If that attacking four can keep doing what they did on Saturday and growing, teams in the league are going to have some issues dealing with it.
Atlanta United radio analyst Jason Longshore joining us on the Morning Shift Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That speaking of that, kind of a twofold thing. A, were you surprised Miggy played as long as he did? And what the hell happened with the substitution where they basically played a man down the rest of the last part of the game?
Yeah, that's a kind of a weird one. I was at Almiron played a deep lot. I was a little more surprised that he went as long as he did. The rule. It came in last year, and I think in general it's been a good one about speeding up the play, having fewer stops in the clock running, but fewer stops in the game where players, you know, now if you're on the ground, if you don't get up in a certain period of time for an injury situation, you're going to have to go off the field for 2 minutes. That one has been very effective. The other element to that was the substitution portion where they want players off the field when their number goes up on the sub board within 10 seconds. I didn't feel like Almiron was egregious in like trying to delay the game or anything like that. I didn't feel like he was time wasting. I think he saw the number a little bit late that he was coming off and he applauded the crowd. I think the referee probably should have used a little more common sense in that situation. It didn't feel like time wasting. Maybe it's over the 10 seconds by one or two. I don't know. But when that happens, you have to hold the player who's coming in for 60 seconds. And it was right up against the last minute of the game. I don't think the referee needed to do that. It felt trifling in that moment. It's like the idea, I mean, we have it in every sport with the kind of unwritten rules of you're going to give a little more latitude here, you're going to give a little more latitude here. The guy trying to make the double play at second base, for example, you're going to give them a little bit of range. This one felt like one where the referee should have given a little bit of range, as Miggy might have taken an extra second or two to applaud a great crowd for welcoming him back.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with you on that one. Hopefully Zeno likes the word agreement that I was able to use right there. Look, Jason, before we let you go, I do want to touch on a little bit. Of course, now Montreal stressed you defensively. They did a nice job of kind of answering. You'll get Charlotte next Saturday at Charlotte, I believe. How soon can we expect Atlanta United to kind of gel together offensively and also shore up some things on the defensive side?
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's going to be a process. I mean, the defensive side, I think you have to connect everything with the way this team's going to play. It's not a defensive group and an offensive group. I think the offensive group has to defend high up the field. They did a pretty good job of that in large portions. But the defensive group has to also get numbers forward and help support the attack. And I thought that was something from the fullback positions where they could have been a little more effective in the attacking half. Ronald Hernandez and Matt Edwards, who were both all right in this game, but could have given more there. And then maybe you don't have to defend in some of the more difficult moments. If you go get three goals in the first half, it's a little bit easier to defend in those moments. I think that was on the table. They didn't open the game and break it in the first 45 where they had more control of it. Montreal was able to grow into the game. Charlotte is a good team. They went out on the road and they got a point against Seattle. They got an own goal late to get that result. That's going to give them a lot of confidence. Their big signing, Wilfred Zaha, didn't play in that game. His wife was expecting. So he should be available for his first match with the club on Saturday afternoon in Charlotte. I think it's a very important match in the early season to kind of define the pecking order in the Eastern Conference a little bit. Atlanta's going to have to go out and get results on the road. They're going to need the team to be a little bit better connected for a longer portion of the 90 to do that in Charlotte against a really solid Charlotte FC team.
Yeah. Well, look forward to catching you and Mike on the broadcast for that one. And look, man, it's nice to start the season 1-0. Appreciate you hanging out with us today.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5HourEnergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.